I would say these monuments that are open to all Americans are a place that aren't going to be appropriate for more oil and gas leasing and development. There's already millions of acres out there on our federal lands, national forest, Bureau of Land Management lands, millions of acres that are already leased by oil and gas companies that they haven't even yet developed. So why would we want to open up what are now protected areas, again, open for all kinds of outdoor recreational uses, to industrial development when there's already a lot of leasing out there for oil and gas?